Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. We are up to Sif Ches. We're on the top line of page 296. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Ein kosesin melach b'modoch shel eitz. One cannot pound salt with a pestle of wood. Aval merasek hu b'yod shel sakin u'be'etz ha'paru ve'eno choshesh. But a person can crush the salt with the handle of a knife or with a wooden mixing spoon, and he doesn't have to be concerned. The Rama says, v'davko melach hagas. This is davko talking about coarse salt, thicker salt. But salt that was very fine from the beginning, v'nizbashel, and it was cooked, v'nasa psisin, and it became clumpy, muter luchotcho b'sakin kimo shechotech hapas. Then you're allowed to cut that salt with a knife, like you're allowed to cut bread with a knife. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sefkoton chavav, we said you cannot pound the salt with a pestle shel eitz, v'kol shekein b'mador shel evin, certainly with a modoch of stone, because that's designated more for this pounding. And even if your mindset is to put the salt immediately into a dish, still both of these smashes are usur. Since they are designated for this pounding. But we said to crush the salt with the handle of a knife is mutter. So it's specifically the handle of the knife which is mutter, but to cut it very finely with the sharp part of the knife is forbidden. In note number 42, he points out, V'afal pisha melach eino gidulei karka, even though salt does not grow from the ground, V'divrei machal she'inam gidulei karka, and we're going to see shortly that food items that do not grow from the ground, like meat or cheese, it's clear from the Mechaber that they do not have an Isra of Tochin. So why does salt that does not grow from the ground have an Isra of Tochin if it's a food item that doesn't grow from the ground? So writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shekevan Shemelach Eino Nechol B'fnei Atzmo. Since salt is not eaten on its own, Ela Al Yidei Taruves, rather it's only eaten through a mixture with other foods, so Nechshav Ketavlin V'lo Kebasar Ogvina, it's considered like a spice, it's not considered like meat or cheese, and therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Asip Shad over here, that there would be an Isra of Tochin by salt. Sifkaton Chavches Shel Sakin, you should use the handle of a knife, in terms of the placement of where the smashing should be done, it should be done in a bowl or on top of the table. But it should not be in any kind of mortar, any kind of kli that is normally designated for the smashing, the kanal gabe pilpulin, like we saw earlier when it came to the peppercorn. You're allowed to do the pounding with these items, and you don't have to be concerned. The koshkein, the mutter lefar hamelach la'pupam liyadav, certainly it will be permissible to crush the salt or the peppers with one's hands. Sivkatan lamid. So the Rambam then told us that this whole chumrah, this whole isra is dafka by thicker salt. But fine salt that got clumped together, so then we said you are allowed to cut it with a knife like you cut bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan lamid. Hainu afilu dak dak, you can even cut it very finely. Like when it comes to cutting bread, and the reason why bread is mutter to cut up into very small pieces is because there is no isra of grinding after grinding, and since bread comes from small ground up pieces of wheat, therefore there would be no isra of tochin of the bread into crumbs, because that would be a second tochina tochin tochin, which is mutter. So the salt also, if it was fine salt that got clumped together and you're making it fine again, that's also mutter. However, with a real smasher, so then even this salt would be usher to crush. The Prima Gadim writes that sugar is similar to salt in this way. If you look at note 44, he writes, the reason why you cannot use a regular machteshes, you cannot use a regular mortar, says later on, it's simply a chumra because of maris ayin, velo mishum isra tochin. It's not because of the isra tochin. There is no tochin achar tochin, but using the regular kli is going to be usher because of maris ayin. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tess, mutter lachtoch basar mevushal otzali dak dak besakin. One is allowed to cut up meat that is cooked or roasted finely with a knife. The Rama says, "Avol osur lachto dak dak basar chai lifnei ha'ofos." But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to cut up into very small pieces raw meat in front of birds. Dahul ve'inan yecholim la'ochlo b'lochituch. Since the birds are not able to eat this meat without it being cut up, kamash v'le'ocha, you're making it into food, and that's osur. Va'ein lekamon simin shin chav dalud. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Laman Aleph, you are allowed to cut up cooked meat or roasted meat into small pieces with a knife. De ain't chena ella begidulei karka, because there is only an iser of grinding when it comes to things that grow from the ground. Va'afilu haposkim desvirlu de behema nami nukri gidulei karka lefi shehin izones min hakarka. And even those poskim who say an animal is considered gidulei karka because it gets nourishment from the ground. Mikomokom in le'asar bazeh. Still, we will not aser the cutting up of the small pieces of cooked meat. The balav hachi yesh poskim desvirluhu de'ein shat chino ba'chalim. Because there are poskim that hold anyway, there is no iser of grinding by foods. The alkane, and therefore mutter lachto chafilu daiter lahanicho lacharzman. Therefore, it will be mutter to cut up the meat into small pieces, even if you plan on leaving it around for a later time. Now, there is a very important note over here, and that is note number 45. He writes, Ubira Chazanish. The Chazanish explains, She'ena kavona shekodover she'en gidulei karka embo mishum iser tochen. The pshat is not that there is no iser tochen on something that does not grow from the ground. Ukumo b'iser mamar v'dosh she'enem nohogim ela gidulei karka. Like mamar and dosh, where we say there is no iser except by gidulei karka. That is not the case by tochen. She'hachotesh gavin chayav mishum tochen. We know if one crushes up clumps of dirt, he's chayav because of grinding. And that does not grow from the ground. Ela kavanas advarin. Rather, the intention over here, says the Chazanish, is she'ain tchina bedavar machal ela kishu gidulei karka. This is a din in grinding up food. You're only chayev for grinding up food that grew from the ground. Ulam davar she'ainu machal, but something that's not a food item, yesh bo mishum tochein. There is an isra of tochein, afal pi she'ainu gidulei karka, even though it does not grow from the ground. The host of the Chazanish adds on, she'afal pi she'melechas tochein lohaisa b'mishkan ela gidulei karka. Even though the way we find the malacha of tochen in the Mishkan was dafka by gedulei karka, mikomokom ein lemeidim meham Mishkan as prate hamalacha. We don't learn, says the Chazanish, from the Mishkan the details of the malacha, elorak es tzurasa. Rather, we just learn the form of the malacha from the Mishkan. The imur davar she'eno gedulei karka nechshav kishinui betzuras hamalacha. When it comes to imur, so then when it's not gidulei karka, it's considered a shinui from the tzura of the malacha. Masha'enkein tchinas dover she'en gidulei karka, which is not the case by grinding up something that doesn't go from the ground. She'en ba shinui mitzura of the malacha. That's not a change in the tzura of the malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Lamed Beis. We said you're allowed to cut up meat into small pieces if it was cooked or it was roasted. Va'afilu mi she'enu yochal l'loso machmashu kosha. Even a person who is not able to chew the meat the way it is because it's hard, and by cutting it up, you're fixing it up for achila purposes, it's still mutter to cut it. We go by most people, and most people are able to eat large pieces of meat that is roasted or is cooked. It's not like the case that we're going to see now by the birds that they pasha can't eat it, but humans can eat it. So punk, you have a person who can't eat it, that's not going to create an iser for that person. Sifkotan lamed gimel. This is going on the Ramah that said, but you cannot cut up for a bird small pieces of raw meat because they can't eat it without it being cut up. That's mashvile ochel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a lomer, it means to say the ikel lomer that we can say the tama poskim. The reason for the poskim, the svirlu de ain't chino ba'acholim, that there's no grinding when it comes to food, hanim mishum de ain't tzar chino, that's because food does not need grinding, it's able to be eaten without the grinding. The ibay ochele kemoshu shalim, because if he wants, the ibay, if he wants, ochele kemoshu shalim, he can eat it the way it is when it's whole. Masha'enke bazel, which is not the case of here by the birds, the ain't yocholim lo'ochlo klabu lechitach, the birds can't eat the raw meat unless it's cut up. So therefore, achituch mashvilei ochel v'shay bo tchina. Therefore, the cutting makes it into food, and therefore it's shayach to isra of tchina. Umari b'choteichu maniach sheyochlu ha'ofos la'achasho. We're talking about over here, where you're cutting up the raw meat, and you're leaving it for a later time for the birds. Aval b'choteich lefnem sheyochlu miyad, but to cut it up for the birds, so they should eat it right away. L'divrei ha'kol shari, that's the mimutur according to everyone, like we'll see shortly, in Mirtz Hashem, in Sif Yud Beis, in the Ramah. The reason why it's a problem to cut up the raw meat for the birds into small pieces is because they're not able to eat it without it, and it's komashu le'ochel. V'yesh mekilim baza, and some are mekil about this halacha. Sifkatan lamedhei v'ayin lekamon simin shin chavdalat siv zayin v'haynu d'sham mavur. There it's pointed out the shivui ochla shari b'shabbos, that making something into food is mutter on Shabbos, umari b'she'en chotech dak dak. And it's talking about a case over there where you're not cutting it up into very small pieces. Zokta mechaber v'aiter sevyut. Oser ligror hagvina b'Shabbos. You're not allowed a great cheese on Shabbos. B'morag choretz bal pipios, with a dented grater that has teeth. Shekoren ralov. Zokta mishaburus of katan la'midvav. You can't grate cheese with a grater. Peloshin Ashkenaz Ribaisen, the Kevan Shakli Miyucha Lakach, since this is a kli that is designated for the grating of the cheese, Hareza Darachol, this is like a weekday activity, Vedomi Lishchikas Tavim Malteshes, and it's similar to grinding up spices in a Malteshes. Vahu Adin Bikli Achara Miyucha Lakach, and the same thing is true with any other kli that is designated for this purpose. Vimkain, and if so, Afiu Lechol Miyar Oser, since the Isser over here is doing it darachol, therefore, even if it's for immediate eating, it's going to be forbidden. But you are allowed to cut up the cheese with a knife into small pieces, just like we just said in Siftes, l'gabi the meat. Because cheese also does not grow from the ground. Even if the cheese is very hard, you're allowed to cut it up with a knife. Since you are able to chew it with difficulty, it has a shame ochel, and therefore it's mutter. And the same thing is true that you can cut up this cheese with an axe or a saw. Even though those kalim are mukta, because they are considered kli shemalato l'iser, mutter l'tato l'matzar gufam, as we know earlier from Simon Shinches, a kli shemalato l'iser is allowed to be moved l'tzar gufam, and if you need to cut up the cheese, the saw, the axe, you would be allowed to move it. It wouldn't be a problem of muktzah. Dover she'enu chafetz l'ochlo, something that you don't want to eat, u'letamo, or to taste, velo l'achilu l'tinok, and you don't want to feed it to a child, oser l'loso b'shinov, you are not allowed to chew it up with your teeth, kedei l'shachko, in order to grind it, mishum t'china, that's the Isser of t'china. The Afa Gav the Mishana, even though you're suddenly doing it in a different way, it's a shinui, mikom makom midrabanan aser, it is still aser midrabanan. The Dafka l'gabi mila hitiru ke'inza l'kamam b'shin lamed he, shin lamed aleph siv zayim. It's Dafka when it comes to mila, so then they will matter this mahalach over there. We'll see that shortly. Zokta mechaber v'atas sefir aleph, mutter lahashkos as atolosh k'dei shlo yichmosh. One is allowed to water things that are detached in order that they should not wither. Says the Mishavur, Sefkan Lam and Zayim, what are we referring to over here as atolosh? Hainu yurakos tlushim. We're talking about vegetables that are detached from the ground. You are allowed to water them to prevent them from withering. V'atam, the reason why this is mutter is kevan dehimru uyos la'achila biyoman, since they are fit to be eaten that day, mutter la'ashkos, and you are allowed to water them. Masha'en came bedover she'enu roi la'achila, which is not the case by something that's not fit for achila, osir l'truach b'shvilam, you're not allowed to be busy and burdening yourself for them. V'ayin l'kamon b'simen shin lamed vov sif yud alav b'hago, u'b'mashe kasad n'shavim b'shabura. U'l'hashkos is amachubur, yeish bo isa Torah, if one wants to water fruits or vegetables or anything that's attached to the ground, that is an isa daraisa. U'klecheres im isve bosim b'payas, if you have a klecheres that has smelling grasses in the house, gamkein osur lahashkosim b'Shabbos, it's also osur to water them on Shabbos. Depending on the flower pot, would depend if that would be, in fact, an isur d'araisa or an isur d'rabbanan. One other interesting note that we'll end this shiur with, note number 50, that which we just said before, that you reason why you can't be, the reason why you can water the yirakos tlushim is because the roi l'achil of that day, so you're allowed to water them. Note 50 writes, v'afal pi shelo yochlam hayom, even if you're not going to eat them that day, ein zeh nechshav ka'achana mishabbos l'chol, watering them and preventing them from withering would not be an isra of achana from Shabbos to weekday. Ubatam adavar kosev ha'shulchan aruch harav. The Shulchan Aruch explains the reason, shekevan shehayirakos ru'uyim la'achila hayom, since the vegetables l'maisa are fit for eating today, ein nikar klal shetareach mishabbos l'chol, it's not recognizable and clear at all that you're burdening yourself on Shabbos for the weekday, sheyitochin sheyochlem hayom, because it's likely that you will eat it today, and therefore that is not a problem of achana. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mirtzah Hashem with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.